Hello, and welcome to What the Folklore, making sense of senseless tales.
Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, hi-di-hi-di-ho, tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, happily ever after. Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, hi-di-hi-di-ho, tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, she'll live happily ever after.
Is there a problem that we can fix? Because I feel like we haven't done that in a while.
I mean, that's not really our forte.
I would argue that it is.
I think we've done a good job. I think our purview covers a lot of things.
I think we've caused more problems than we've solved.
My point being that we haven't had a bus in a while. We haven't tackled any real problems.
You're missing the murder bus aspect of our show.
I'm missing the problem solving.
You're missing the crime.
That's what I like. I like the problem solving. I like the feeling that you get when you sit down and you look at a mess that's like spaghetti.
Yeah.
Messed up. It's tangled. Like, and then you comb it out.
Like the simple problem of it's difficult to get food when you have to be a pedestrian taking public transportation. And then we solve that. By trapping you on it forever.
I mean, this might be too closely related, but there are some problems still with airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't quite ironed out that process.
Well, you are fresh off of one.
I am. So, I was on there for, I think, a very long time.
Can you give us a full report?
I know some intimate details about a lady's trust fund, because she was talking about it on her phone a lot.
How intimate?
Yeah, how intimate? There's $113,000 in there.
Well, that's good.
I do not have the number for it.
Is that like lacy lingerie intimate for a trust fund?
I think you got a peek at something.
I think that's an ankle show.
I think it's either that or just like the underwear's riding up a little bit and you kind of catch a glimpse. That sounds really creepy.
Is it an ankle show or has she like lifted the skirt to show you the garter belt on the upper thigh?
You're saying you saw dollar bills coming out of somebody's pants.
This is, yes, but not literally. Not literally.
Figurative bills and figurative pants.
This was not what I would call a respectful person. just kind of broad view of this woman's personality. She wasn't like super tuned in to the people around her.
Uh-huh.
She was composing a very long email with voice recognition, so she was just like talking into it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I learned some things about her life and who in her family is getting money and who they don't really want to give money to.
Not to paint with a broad brush or anything, but I feel like there's a correlation between that behavior and owning a trust fund.
It does seem like one causes the other a little bit.
It may be a chicken or egg situation, but one does beget the other.
What does the trust fund or the attitude come first?
Right. They seem to foster one another. They are symbiotic in that way.
But like this is a basic problem of travel that has not been solved yet.
Yeah.
The privacy issue?
Just privacy, personal space. I hear on some like maybe Asian airlines or European airlines, they have like really nice first class accommodations with like a little, you get a little apartment up there and it's got like a bed and a TV and like a bar attached and a shower and a balcony and like all this other nice stuff that you can, it's kind of a suite of rooms at the front of the plane and you can walk around and do your thing.
Would you be able to stack a bunch of people in like pods? So you're like laying down.
You and I
down.
Are going down similar roads right now.
So you get to like lay down.
Are you?
In this quiet, isolated chamber. You can basically just nap. You can play music, like you can have music playing in your little isolated pod chamber, but once you lay down in there, they just kind of stack against a wall.
Yeah.
Here's my idea. similar in tone, I think.
Yeah.
What do we have too much of? Everywhere.
Trash.
What is the ocean full of?
Plastic.
Trash.
Let's get that plastic and put it back to use.
Fish sperm.
You've heard of bullet trains, right?
Yeah.
Can we do a bullet plane?
Like one that goes very, very fast?
Yeah, like shooting people out of a gun to wherever they need to go.
So there's just no time to intrude on each other.
Well, no, you are in separate capsules.
Oh, so they just...
They are pellets.
Okay, so like...
That careen to your location.
So like the bullet from the Tick cartoon.
Yeah. Made of recycled plastic from the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
That's very...
We scoop all that out.
I think you're talking about, like, the Man in the High Castle where they have rockets that you take.
We encase people in them.
This is unusually, like, environmentally responsible slash any responsible of you.
Well, I think it's a fair trade because these bullets will cause a lot of destruction in their wake.
So you might shoot someone through an apartment.
Yeah. Wherever they land, they will crater.
I mean, there should be, like, a landing field that you aim for, yeah, but there's...
It's not a perfect science.
There's the Coriolis effect, there's wind, there's...
We don't know, like, how to reliably predict the weather yet. How are we going to put bullets exactly where they need to go?
That's true. That rain earlier this week was a surprise.
Couldn't tell you. Wasn't here. Doesn't rain in California.
Sunny, funny sun.
Sunny, funny, but still nice and cool. Oakland/San Francisco, California. This is my proposal.
Sure.
It is not pod-based. Okay. It is maybe a different direction.
I feel like pods handle that privacy issue, though.
You board a plane the same way you board a bus. A bunch of people who get there at the same time get onto the same plane. The plane goes to wherever... to a location based on who bids the most.
Right? This is just a friggin' bus.
There's a bidding system in place, and it serves as a deterrent from passengers getting in each other's faces.
How would that serve as a deterrent? Because I feel like that would cause more passenger conflict maybe some intimidation.
They are extremely harsh bids for everybody else, and so you intentionally create a Cold War situation.
How fast do drones go?
You think we can tie somebody underneath a drone and ship him off?
I'm saying hook shots.
Uh-huh.
Like we develop a circuit of drones, sort of like a subway system.
Okay. You can just hook from one place to the place. Next. That requires, I think, a lot of dexterity on the part of the passenger.
Not necessarily. It's like you're hailing a cab. You just put your arm up and your mechanism goes off.
Oh, okay.
And attaches you to the nearest drone.
And so you just kind of like monkey bars your way across the country. That does seem very slow.
Well, that's why I'm asking, what kind of speeds can we get up to?
Well, if the first drone can take off really fast, because you got to get up into the air, right? So if you can get some speed going, then it might be able to be maintained. It's that run up that's the issue. Because planes have to go very fast before the magic kicks in and they go up into the sky.
Yeah, you run so fast that gravity rejects you.
Speaking of, I mean, really, what planes do? Like they do the thing. Objects in orbit do what Douglas Adams said, which is to
forget to fall or forget to land.
To aim at the ground and miss. That's kind of what they do. Like they are just perpetually falling around the Earth. They just go fast enough that they go around and they fall off the other side.
But the Earth is flat. How does this work?
The Earth is flat. Sometimes they go around the bottom.
The dark side.
The dark side
of the Earth.
Earth's stanky butt crack.
That is, of all the conspiracy theories you could choose to buy into, I don't understand what it is about the flat Earth theory that really compels people.
Yeah, I don't know why it resonates so strongly.
Like, there are, if you are into, like, the government covered something up, the government caused 9/11, we maybe faked, like, the original moon landing.
How'd that bullet do that thing to JFK?
Yeah, those are situations with like a little bit of a mystery to them, where at least the JFK one, like that's kind of been an unsolved, unknown thing for 50 years.
Yeah.
Right? Why would you choose flat Earth when like we definitely have pictures of it? Like there's video.
Fake pictures.
I know.
Where's the curve?
But
also like volcanoes.
Have you been to Ohio?
Because
that shit ain't round.
The whole core of the earth situation sort of explains the volcano problem pretty well, and the earthquake one.
Right. No, it explains...
And without...
I mean, it explains the whole damn thing, because the earth is round.
I know.
It all works, because it does. Because it is that way. But, like you could...
What tickled you so hard?
Just that, the idea, No, you see, it works because that's the way it is.
Because it's true. But, within our lifetimes, maybe within, the next 10 to 15 years, we may be able to take a flat earther and bring them up on a rocket and show them, here's the thing, look at it. It goes around and around and around, and there's no underside.
We're in a studio. You just took me in one of those Noel G rides at Disney.
It is endlessly fascinating to me how somebody can have like a scientific mind. They can seek evidence and proof, but there is just that one central tenet that's so wrong. But everything else they can be so perseverant about.
How can the course be shifted so drastically?
You accept one falsehood that cannot be shaken.
Right.
And you can just warp data and evidence and everything around that one idea. It's very interesting. But I feel like it's a conspiracy theory with shaky ground. Right?
Sure.
It is maybe the most vulnerable.
Literally, because it doesn't explain earthquakes.
Yeah, it is the most vulnerable of all the conspiracy theories, except maybe the Loch Ness Monster, because the photo, the guy who took it said, yeah, it's definitely a fake. I did it. It was a joke. So, if you're still into the Loch Ness Monster, I think it's time to give that one up.
Flat Earth. Yeah, but how did he come up with that joke?
How did he conceive
dinosaurs? Where'd that idea come from?
Dinosaurs.
Must have seen one.
Yeah, Loch Nessie existed for him to have the idea to make a joke of it.
He just thought it would be funny.
They existed if there was a long picture. Time ago. Bigfoots? I think you have a case to make. There is at least a little corner of reasonable doubt about Bigfoot, right?
Yeah.
A little bit. It's not probable, but maybe.
Urban legends, Jersey Devil, yeah. Maybe.
There's a the lot Thunderbird. Of maybe. We haven't looked at every patch of dirt yet.
Where does thunder come from if not a bird? Time.
Well, sure. why don't planes hit it?
It roosts in a mountain.
Yeah, you're right.
It roosts at the top of a mountain.
Yetis, we've talked about. Yes. Yeti could be a real thing. And that's if I had to stake my reputation on one of these things being true, I'm sticking with Yeti. Because there's a possibility there. I get it.
I think it'd be smaller than advertised, though.
Probably, but again,
to maintain that amount of mass would require a significant amount of nutrient intake, which you're just not going to find on a mountain.
But you don't really goof around at 20,000 feet altitude. Not back when it was discovered.
Can we briefly go back to Flat Earth?
Yeah.
How familiar are you with that theory in that scene?
I have not reviewed the research. Uh-huh. Nobody has formally briefed me on it. I'm kind of aware of the broad theories.
It's a question that I always think about when I'm presented with a conspiracy theory, is to what end? To what end is the lie being perpetrated?
Yeah,
that's a good point.
What benefits
is to be gained
from
the world around? From lying that the Earth is round.
The globe manufacturing people, they've lobbied
that is
the
a
government.
Very good question. Is it I don't know, the map companies, they don't want to reprint? They're ordered up for the next 50 years and
yeah,
they don't want
maps,
to change it?
Most maps are flat. Only a few of them
they
do the whole, as though the Earth
Mercator
had been cut up. Yeah.
Yeah. Good projections.
Yeah.
So yeah, Greenland's not that big.
It's a very small subset of the map industry that could possibly desire to lobby
that's,
for a round Earth.
That's a good question. Again, 9/11 truthers, I get it. You have something to prove there. The government lied to us to
start a war for oil.
Yeah, right. There's stakes there. flat earth, nothing.
There is motivation.
there is this. It would be really cool if the earth was flat and you could go to the edge and just look off. Or pee.
And
or both.
And the New World Order doesn't want us to do that.
Why, I don't know. Maybe it's dangerous? Is that it? Like the edge of the earth is so dangerous and we could destabilize it by going to the edge?
There are so many holes in the flat earth theory because, like, you can take a plane to pretty much anywhere.
You can.
So what other thing happens?
You can go around the whole thing.
Yeah.
You can go to any part of it. You can go into a space thing.
You can get to Japan from San Francisco or from Atlanta.
I watched a live feed from the International Space Station, and they went all the way around.
That's a good point, Carmen, that I had never considered. Has anybody ever refuted that fact, that you can get to the same place going either direction?
I think that's a major flaw in the whole flat earth theory.
I think that they think that, like, they tell you that they're going, like, they're not really going that way. They all go, like...
That's a lot of people in on this conspiracy. Like the entire airline industry.
You can also verify it yourself.
Don't argue it to me.
You're just the proxy.
Are compasses in on the plot as well?
Compasses are a fabrication. They're man-made. But my point was, like, not only can you go to a place from both directions, but you could also see the edge of the earth if it was flat. You could go there.
Right, but I'm saying, like, maybe their concern or their point is that they won't let us go.
Yeah, we're not allowed
because,
there.
Because if you do,
nobody's been able to find it.
Like, it could start crumbling. And
well, then I
want to
see a documentary about the Flat Earther expedition to find the edge.
I was going
to
say, there are Flat Earth documentaries.
Well, right now.
Those are like the History Channel alien documentaries where they just talk to people with crazy hair for a little while who are just very sure of their convictions.
I am on the flatearthsociety.org.
Yeah.
Do they have an FAQ?
Please hit up that FAQ.
I want to know how the oceans don't fall off.
They have,
is it a pool?
They have a membership register.
Oh, good. That's no one.
Press, joining the society, books, pamphlets, and journals.
Yeah, if you're looking for who benefits from this conspiracy.
Please, FAQ. Yeah, FAQ. please. I have some Fs.
Oh, boy. FAQ. Number one, are you serious? Yes. Are you controlled opposition? No. Is the flat earth connected to any religion? No official... Okay, what is some of the...
Are these questions ordered in the frequency that they're asked?
Probably.
Are you serious?
If you as an organization have to put are you serious as the first question on your FAQ page...
Okay. What is some of the evidence you have? There are several readily apparent proofs of the planet's flatness.
Yeah.
The horizon always rises to meet eye level, which is impossible on a ball Earth.
No.
That's not true.
No, because if it was flat, it would change based on how close you were to the edge.
The surfaces of bodies of water has been shown to be level. Uh-huh. If the Earth was a globe, this would not be the case.
What, they would all fall
down? They're saying the water's flat, it doesn't curve.
Okay, but you can disprove the first one by going to, like, a flat mesa or cliff area, and the edge of that cliff changes perspective based on how close you get to it.
Yeah.
That's the other thing, is that they hate gravity. Because they think that if the Earth was a globe, then water would fall off of it.
Water would fall off of it if it was flat.
No, because it's right side up.
Oh, is it like a pool?
So it stays in the pool.
So is there
like an
edge of...
It's a giant above ground pool. If the Earth was a globe, this would not be the case. There is no visible curvature to the horizon, even from airplanes.
Also not true. There are photos of that.
We don't even have a full shot of the Earth rotating from space. You can watch a live stream of this thing going all the way around. The whole way. One almost has to ask, is there any real evidence the Earth is a globe? Yes. We have a video of the whole thing going around.
I repeat, also volcanoes.
Buzz Aldrin punched one of these guys in the face, and he was right, too. What about pictures from space? there are a plethora of resources available that show us we can't trust the photographic evidence from organizations such as NASA. Some of the evidences that these should be discounted include constant changes in their depiction of the Earth.
Constant.
You mean
moves
like
around.
Like how it's not always one side?
I get
side.
So tired of how different the Earth looks every time we see pictures of it.
And like seasons and pollution.
Inconsistent lighting and moon footage and other irregularity. So this is connected to...
because the sun moves.
Yeah. I think this is kind of a sister conspiracy to the fake moon landing.
It definitely is.
They are bedfellows.
Yeah. What about astronauts? Most flat earthers think they have been bribed or coerced into their testimonies. Why would people lie about the shape of the Earth?
Please.
Okay, this is what we're getting at.
This is what I crave.
There are three common explanations for this. In the end, without toppling the planar conspiracy, there is no real way to know.
What?
Without toppling the planar conspiracy, there's no real way to know
that
why people would lie.
That doesn't answer the question.
So
without proving us wrong.
Well, there are three proposed possibilities.
Sure.
One, to maintain legitimacy. During the Cold War, we faked the moon landing. Shortly after, they realized the reason they could not reach the moon was due to the flatness of the Earth. Doesn't make sense.
What?
You could just do a big trampoline then. I don't know.
They were stuck in a lie and had to continue it or lose legitimacy of our governments. Even today, we would still hold on to this lie due to role. That's how it reads.
Uh-huh.
Onto this lie due to role science plays in our ruling government. You should talk to a Republican senator.
You should talk to, yeah.
He might be a Republican senator.
To hide the truth of the Bible.
What?
Does the Bible refute that?
I don't think, not in like scientific terms, or at all, I don't think.
Yeah, you're going to be our expert.
Not in any way
on that one.
Anyway. Three, to gain power and money by siphoning off the space budgets and denying the world the resources of the Antarctic. They gain a considerable amount of power and wealth.
What? Resources of the Antarctic.
Who does?
Who?
The
planar conspiracy.
So all world governments?
Yeah, the they.
They already have that stuff.
It's the Illuminati, Tyler.
So they think that the map looks like a view of the North, like from the North Pole, looking straight down. North Pole in the middle, the continents go out. Antarctica is just a big ice ring around everything. Looks pretty cool. I'd be excited about that.
How the fuck do seasons work?
How long do we want to spend on this?
We shouldn't. We're already like 26 minutes into this.
We can take a few more. questions. The next question. How can one circumnavigate? Circumnavigation of the Earth is simply traveling a circular path around the North Pole. So there you go.
Well, why would you do that when the shortest path between two places is...
To maintain the conspiracy.
That's so many people involved.
So do magnets still work?
I guess.
The way that they're supposed to this idea?
What about seasons?
Please.
The radius of the sun's orbit around the Earth...
good.
Around the Earth's axis.
In for penny, in for pound.
Varies throughout the year, being smallest when summer is in the northern annulus.
When summer is in the northern annulus?
When it is summer in the southern annulus. Additionally, it also raises and lowers. This causes the effect of the sun appearing to move in a figure eight throughout the year. What about day, night, and sunrise, sunset? Can't you see the curvature from an airplane? They just say no.
Nope.
Even if the Earth was a globe, this
what about this picture you're looking at?
We have testimonies from several pilots.
How many?
Several pilots.
There are dozens of us.
Saying that no curvature can be seen at commercial airline heights.
Well, commercial airlines don't get that high.
It has been suggested that airplane windows serve to distort the view of passengers and make them believe they see curvature.
That's so many people. involved in this conspiracy for no reason. That's so many levels where there would be a hole in the.
So I'm. I am to believe that after the faked moon landing,
yeah,
all planes' windows had to be curved to maintain this lie.
Yeah,
around the world.
It's
the UN came together.
Like, we gotta help America
out. To say,
out.
Curve plane windows.
America,
the people cannot know.
America's Planar the best conspiracy. Country, and their entire, like, government trust lies in this moon landing. They faked it. We all know it, but we can't let the people know, or they'll lose faith in America, and the world will fall apart, because it is the cornerstone that holds us together. So, every plane company, time to switch your windows out. Pilots, you better say you're going in a circle.
If this all stems from the space race, why does the rest of the world care?
Yeah, wouldn't that be the thing Russia would be all upon about?
Probably. I don't know if we get to that. What is gravity? Gravity as a theory is false. Objects simply fall.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, how?
They just do.
Objects simply
fall. To explain this with use of mechanics like electromagnetism, density, or pressure.
It's just how it is.
Is sphere Earth gravity is not tenable in any way, shape, or form.
You can
fuck you, Isaac Newton.
You can say things so hard.
It's tenable in a very specific shape.
only flat.
Here, this
work.
This is a little. This is special.
Yeah.
Is there an edge to the Earth? The Flat Earth Society, along with previous notable flatists, such as Samuel Shenton, don't know who that is, and S. Raubatham, don't know who that is, believe there is no end to the Earth, and that it continues indefinitely. The only edge to the Earth is the one you are standing on. Some math describing this can be found in our blog article, The Mathematics of an Infinite Earth. Give me 1 second.
Uh-huh.
The Flat Earth is eternal? But we only go to some of the places on it.
And somehow the sun can move around it.
I guess it's just ice, like, forever? I mean, like, here's the thing. I would 100% watch, like, a science fiction show about this. Sounds very great for a fictional setting. That's just not the world that we live in. I'm sorry.
And
again,
also,
there's all the way around the video goes.
The rules of your universe don't make sense if the sun rotates around the Earth and the Earth is infinite.
No.
You can't.
Sure doesn't.
You can't do that.
But I really like this setting. This is a good setting for something. I don't know what.
Well, you could make the movie about it, and so long as you're quiet about how ironic it is, you'll have a set audience.
I don't know what to do with it. What do you do with that setting? What's it good for?
I don't know. It's your story.
Anime?
Probably.
Seems like an anime. That'd be good.
So many punches.
Titan. Huh?
Attack on Titan.
Kind of.
That's where they live.
But real big. Hold on. I want to look at this math. We can probably stop. But
okay. This is a topic that we may return to.
Yeah, we should. Should be a regular segment. Is it going?
Hey, we're back.
Okay.
We've discovered more.
This is a quick addendum. I'm on the Flat Earth Today Twitter page. This is the official Twitter feed of the Flat Earth Society, managed by the Society's vice president. Their last tweet was in January of this year, 1st of January, from Galway. It's just a picture from somebody's backyard entitled, I don't know how to say this word, Tuam Co, Galway, 2017, still flat.
Still fun. Just checking.
This is the image.
Mm-hmm.
Just like went out to the backyard, snapped a picture. Yep, still flat.
Can't
flat
see
to
it.
Me.
Maybe the Flat Earth Society is there to monitor the Earth, and they have to keep it flat.
Somebody replies.
It's a constant battle.
Yeah.
Somebody replies, you were debunked by a guy with two sticks 2,200 years ago. Give it up. That is true.
Okay, now we're out. Happy Sunday.
Uh-huh. I guess there's another follow-up from the Ramblecast. There is a Flat Earth shop on their website. If store coming soon? Never mind.
just email them with the word t-shirts.
I'll design them a shirt.
I think we're going to design them a bunch of shirts on Saturday. I think
we should send them some shirt designs, because I want to see this store get off the ground.
Yeah, we're going to...
I don't know if it's like a lack of art or a lack of initiative or what. They have initiative.
When our TKO guests arrive on Saturday...
Okay, we're gonna make some Flat Earth Theory shirts.
We'll let them know what the
Flat Earth the goal is. We can
start tweeting at them. Get the engagement back up.
Yeah, they haven't posted in a few... Maybe they're not doing well. If you're a flat earther and you're listening to this,
make a t-shirt.
Sorry, I guess, but also,
let's be frenemies.
Yeah, like, I don't dislike you. I think you believe ridiculous things, but I don't dislike you. I want to talk to you very much. There are some flat earth ones. Flat earth t-shirt conspiracy. This is good radio.
We haven't even introduced our show or us.
The flat earth is not a theory, it's a fact. It's a good looking shirt.
Is it right? Sharp.
It's okay. I mean, it looks kind of fancy. It's hard to read.
Yeah. From a distance, you wouldn't know.
It looks round to me.
So it looks like kind of a regular cool shirt design when you're just walking down the street and then someone gets close to you and then they're like, wait a second. And then they have to evaluate you for how hipster you are to know if you're wearing it ironically.
This one has a picture of the round earth and straight out of Photoshop on it.
That's good. I could see you rocking that.
Yeah. I'll have to choose my...
Yeah, please link that one, because I might need to get that one.
This one's all right.
Straight out of Photoshop.
This one's okay. Like, graphically, looks pretty decent.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Clean message.
just flat earth, which is kind of just their message. It just is.
Yeah, it says everything it needs to say.
Is that all they want?
Is what?
Validation?
They just want to be acknowledged.
Do we just have to say yes?
Yes to what?
That they're right.
They're not.
But can we just say it?
So they go away.
Oh. Not even that they'll go away. Like, what do they want? They don't know what they want.
They want to overthrow the planar conspiracy.
To what end?
Because they're making a lot of money.
I guess.
And they want to right or wrong.
And they also, t-shirts want the Antarctica.
Yeah.
They want.
Which might be most, like, which might be 99.9 almost repeating percent of the world.
It's true.
If it just spreads out from there. This is the one. You think that's good?
It's solid.
Yeah. No, I could see you pulling that one off.
I think that starts a conversation.
It sure does.
Maybe we just give them Antarctica.
Because that's a little too aggressive to be ironic. That says, I have a point to make, it's wrong, and I want people to ask me about it. Okay.
Are you ordering that?
I gotta choose now.
Yeah, you could get one for every day of the week.
There's a couple shirts I want now. We'll see.
We should do our show.
Delete all of this?
No, keep it.
Okay.
Tra-la-dee-dee-ha-dee-ho, happily ever after. Tra-la-dee-dee-ha-dee-ho, da-ha-dee-dee-ha-dee-ho. Tra-la-dee-dee-ha-dee-ho, she'll live happily ever after.